An Essex girl is living a life unable to speak to others. Anxiety disorders take many forms, and Essex is home to a 12-year-old with mutism. When Daisy May was growing up, her family thought she was just shy, but her crippling silence around strangers was eventually diagnosed as selective mutism. The disorder leaves her unable to speak to almost anyone but her parents. The NHS describes how selective mutism triggers a freeze response in certain social situations, with those affecting experiencing anxiety and panic. While it has left Daisy May unable to make friends, she has found a love for performing through dance and online videos, which allow her to express herself and feel empowered. An interview conducted via email, she explained in her own words how the condition impacts on her daily life. This is Daisy May's story. Daisy May enjoys dancing and making online videos as a way to express herself. Imagine going through every day mixing with people, and your body is there, but your mouth cannot move, and you are so worried that you have no words in your head. It is just empty. You're watching everyone else talking, but you cannot. You are stuck. You cannot even ask where the toilet is if you need it. That is my life with selective mutism. I cannot find the words, and outside of the house, even if I can think of them, I get very scared and freeze. You cannot ask for help for anything. You cannot laugh or chat. People think you do not care and that you do not want to be friendly. You look unfriendly. It is like I am not in the same world as everyone else. I am on my own. I do not have any friends at all. I say I do not want friends and I want to be on my own, but I see friends together and I think I like the idea, but I cannot talk to anyone, so it would be impossible. I cannot talk to my family either. I get very tired after I've been with people. Doing stage shows with her mum, Louise, has helped Daisy May find more confidence through performing. When I was performing in pantomimes last year, I was in a different changing room to my mum. The other girls were playing games, but I could not join in, so I just sat on the sidelines. Because I cannot talk or join in, I just end up watching. I can do impressions of people really well, so I can describe all the conversations to my mum when I get home. I remember what everyone was saying. They think I'm not interested, but I am. When I'm performing, it is different. I still cannot talk, but I feel I have some power. It is the only time I can look like I can do something, to be part of a show with everyone else. It is not just me on my own. I like being with people and performing with a big audience. There are a lot of people, but they are not expecting me to talk to them, and I know what I have rehearsed and feel confident. I like the music, and I have to wear earplugs, but I like the audience smiling and clapping and having them watch me. I can smile then. I am different. Earlier this month, I held a charity talent show called Uniquely Me. I managed to make a short speech after weeks of practice. She hopes to put on more fundraising and awareness events in the future. I wanted to set up a talent show to especially give other people like me a chance to perform, so everyone, whoever they are, can be included and do not feel left out, as I often feel. The children were from all different backgrounds, cultures, and had different disabilities, and everyone was happy together. I'm so happy it went well, and that I can make people aware of selective mutism, and I want to do it again. Daisy May has tried to convince herself she does not want friends because her condition has made it impossible to speak to other children. Nobody understands what selective mutism is. They just either make a big fuss that I'm not talking, or leave me out completely and give up. I wish I could explain that I'm not unfriendly and I like people. I want to wear the lanyard round my neck that says I have selective mutism, and for people to understand what that is, like they would with autism. I have tried learning sign language, but I find that hard, as when I'm frozen in front of someone, I cannot move my arms or anything. I do not worry about the future much as I am autistic. I find it difficult to talk about or imagine the future, so do not think a lot about it. But I know Mummy worries a lot. Mum, this is Mum talking about Louise's story. Louise says she worries her daughter is missing out. I worry about the future every single day. Daisy May relies on me for everything. It is very hard when you see your daughter cannot go and ask for a simple thing in a shop. She cannot be left alone, as she would not cope in an emergency. She has never been on a play date or a sleepover. She would not be able to ask for something anywhere or let her needs be known. I worry that if something happened to me, what would become of her?